Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Thursday, the 11th of April. Here is our weather wisdom for today. We have mild air in place. As a matter of fact, you may say, hey, it feels a little muggy out by the end of the day, and especially overnight tonight. A lot of clouds, a couple of showers, maybe some drizzle this morning, and a couple more showers this afternoon. Temperatures in the low 60s. Not a great day to be outside in the garden, but you can probably get a run or a dog walk in or something like that if you need to. Just check your radar app. You know, I like using RadarScope if you're wondering about apps to use. And by the way, we have a sponsor. We are sponsored by Volante Farms today. And Volante Farms is in Needham. They are a family-owned business, and they have pansies. And if this is the thing that you like to plant in the spring, and who doesn't, head over there and get your pansies and put them in. This will be a great weekend to plant those pansies because I don't see any cool weather. I don't see any snow. They're not going to get mushed. Lots of flowers, and it instantly brings some color. The thing you want to do with those, by the way, is when the flowers are spent, is just kind of run your finger down the stem, pinch it off, and they will keep flowering. Volante Farms in Needham. Thanks, guys, for sponsoring Weather Wisdom. All right, so tomorrow morning, we've got a few showers across the area, maybe the rumble of thunder. Temperatures in the lower 60s. Will be a gusty wind as well. As we head for Friday night, the front's out of here. We stay near or a little below 50, but still breezy. Speaking of breezy, it is breezy on Saturday. West wind, 15 to 25 miles an hour, gusting a little higher, partly sunny, maybe a shower rolling on by in the morning. Sunday, a better day, mostly sunny, little less wind, but still breezy. Temperature around 60, and then it gets really warm here for the time of year anyway on Monday. Now, marathons have seen temperatures near 90. We're not going to see anything like that, but we will be 65 to 70 here on Monday with a west wind. That may flip around to a headwind, a sea breeze, as runners approach Boston. So once they get to Brookline, and especially the finish line, the winds may flip. Sometimes that happens. But most of the race will actually be a tailwind. And it's very dry. So although it's warm and probably a little warm for the runner's taste, the sweat mechanism will be effective. In other words, with the dry air and a little bit of breeze, it'll help cool them off a little bit. If it's very humid and you're sweating, you don't get as cool. And that's where you run into problems. So I don't expect to see much in the way of problems. There can always be problems with people running, you know, over 26 miles, but nevertheless, it's not going to be a huge, big, widespread, problematic kind of race. That's the good news. And then Tuesday, partly sunny, still 65 to as high as 70 in a couple of isolated towns. Most of us are in the upper 60s. Have a great morning, everybody.